Petula is here with the business news.
Thanks, Rachel. The National Treasury Management Agency has decided not to carry out any further bond sales this year due to its strong funding position. The government is set to record a budget surplus, and borrowing costs in financial markets have jumped in recent months. So a decision was taken that there's no need for the NTMA to issue additional long-term bonds before the end of this year. CEO of the NTMA, Frank O'Connor, is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Petula.
Can you outline the NTMA's funding position and explain why there'll be no more auctions of bonds or treasury bills in 2022?
Yes, so first, just to explain the significance of yesterday's announcement, and as you say, the why we were able to make it. In essence, we don't need to borrow into the remainder of the year. And the significance is that we do this from a position of strength. And it speaks to the flexibility that Ireland now has to decide how and when it borrows. The why is two main reasons. The first is really our deliberate strategy in recent years to pre-fund the state and use that low interest rate environment to lock in rates. And indeed, we borrowed more than we needed. And while we were doing this, we borrowed for much, much longer. So that allowed us to smoothen and lengthen Ireland's maturity profile, which means we have less debt to mature in the years ahead. The second key reason, as you said, is that now the budget confirmed this week that there's expected small surplus this year versus the original expectation of an $8 billion deficit. And these are the two factors that give us that flexibility.
Is it a good time not to have to sell bonds given the jump in borrowing costs on global debt markets as central banks raise interest rates to rein in soaring inflation?
Yeah, well, in essence, we're benefiting from the fact, as I mentioned, that we borrowed earlier when rates were lower. And that will help us. And of course, that strategy will cushion us in the years ahead. Indeed, higher rates will mean higher borrowing costs in general. But because we have locked in for that much longer period, it would take a number of years before we see any material change in our debt service bill.
Now, the bond markets like things to be calm, dull and boring even. It's been anything but that in the UK for the past week. Are you concerned about contagion from the UK economic policy decisions and the effect they've had on UK gilt prices?
Well, really, our comparators are the likes of France and Belgium, who borrow at a similar level to Ireland. And it's our European sovereign peers is really where you would compare. The one thing I would say about the UK, I suppose, yesterday's announcement shows that we're really in the opposite position, where we're saying to the market we need to borrow less, reflective of our strategy and the improving fiscal position. Whereas at the moment, the market is grappling with the UK looking to borrow more.
Now, there are Irish listed companies that are exposed. But in your opinion, was the Bank of England right to step in and buy government bonds?
Well, look, there's plenty. That's a matter for the UK authority. And we've seen the ECB in recent years, and particularly during the pandemic, step in to support markets and support governments as they responded back to COVID. So that'd be a matter for the policymakers in the UK. And it wouldn't be appropriate for somebody in my position to comment more specifically on that. But I'd remind that really the comparator for us is European debt markets, the likes of France and Belgium. And remind that really we're in, yesterday's announcement confirms to this, that we're in an opposite position.
Wow. If the NTMA was selling bonds at the moment, would what's happening in the UK make Irish government bonds more attractive?
Well, really, people differentiate because you've got to remember the UK sets its own interest rate policy, has its own currency. So really, the comparison for us and investors, it's all about European yields, ECB policy, and where Ireland trades relative. And just to remind, the improving fiscal position has seen us actually borrow a little bit cheaper than Belgium. Earlier this year, we might have borrowed slightly above. So that's probably testament to how the Irish economy is doing on a relative basis and has seen our spreads very stable throughout the year.
And when does the NTMA plan to return to the market and issue long-term bonds next year?
Yeah, great question. We will announce in December next year's funding range. That's traditionally when we announce. And you'll have seen in recent years, we tend to start off the year early in January. And in fact, we benefited this year from borrowing early, where we borrowed at 0.4%. And actually has left us this year, our average rate on the funding we've done is about 1.08, which of course we'll benefit from in contrast to where rates are now.
If there'll be no more auctions of Irish government bonds for the rest of the year, what will you be doing to keep busy at the NTMA?
Yeah, it's a great question. But of course, it's not just the day of the auction when the work is done. It's constant. And don't remember it's a long-term relationship with investors. And even during the crisis when we weren't issuing, you've got to be talking to investors and explaining Ireland's position. So that work goes on continuously. I often remind people. and our colleagues here that it's not just the day of the auction, but it's a much longer term picture. And Ireland, with over 90% of our funding coming from overseas investors, we've got to be on the road virtually in recent years, but we've got to be talking to investors constantly.
Frank O'Connor, CEO of the National Treasury Management Agency, thank you for your time this morning.